What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. Episode what? Three. Of our new podcast, All of Us. I am called Kelly.
I am called Logan.
And the other dude is called Lorenzo, but he won't come in here as usual. He's down the hall. And he refuses to come in here. How was your day? I slept all day, so I woke up around, I actually had like a really good, like, you know, chill down day, whatever, after I got off. Like, after, you know, we went to Walmart, got some food and snacks and stuff, and I got to the room, you know. I did some work, and what else did I do? I worked out, and I chilled, but when I woke up, I woke up at like 4:30, and I went to the gym, and
work.
You know, diet life, not really, but yeah. All you do is shower. I mean, at least you shower, right? So, I wanted to add a segment to this podcast called The More You Know Shout Out. Something I just thought about. This segment is basically going to be when people tell us things that we might have not known beforehand, and then they tell us and we're like, oh, the more you know. So boom,
knowledge.
I do have someone that I do want to shout out on my page. I want to shout out my aunt Karen, auntie. I think it was podcast episode 2, we was talking about skin colorism and stuff. Well, not really deep into it, but I was talking about, being...
Chocolates?
No, they're not. No, I was talking about being multiracial. And how people, deem me or whatever. How people see me with lighter skin. In a way. I mentioned that my grandfather was a Native American from the Chitimacha tribe in Louisiana, and my aunt just sent me I don't know much about that tribe. Like, I don't know much about that part of, you know, who I am or whatever. So she sent me a video about the tribe. This is called the Lost Tribe. I think the Lost Tribe of Louisiana or the Lost Tribe. Basically, how, you know, they don't know what to put on applications as a, you know, and they don't get a lot of the benefits that, you know, other people get because they have the, you know, the Native American tribe tag on them type thing. So, she sent me a video about that. If you wanted to know more about that, go check it out on YouTube. It's called The Lost Tribe. It's not a long video at all. It's pretty short. So, yeah, check that out.
What you gotta do is you can't say...
What up, everybody? This is Kelly... back again with another podcast, with another episode for the podcast, All of Us.
All of Us.
We got...
All of Us. All of Us.
We got new people in here. We got... say your name.
DJ Creambone.
Yep, him.
DJ Creambone.
On the cast, we got Big Renzo.
Big Renzo.
Oh.
And then we got...
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip in the back.
In the back seat.
In the back.
Representing.
in the back of the van, shout out to
Rosa Parks. Call it Park. Rosa Parks. booty. Buses everywhere.
Buses everywhere. So what's up?
Living life, working.
Working.
All we got to do, all we can do right now. Grind.
Just try to stack some money and enjoy it while we can.
Facts. And
be with us when we gone.
You know, the only
this
way.
This man over here preaching.
The only way it feels like you can get ahead really is if you have your own thing though, like your own
business.
You gotta have your own label, your own brand.
Yeah, that's what and I'm trying to. I'm in the process of trying to do
right, or like, or else you're always working for someone else. You know,
big fact.
Unless you're a farmer.
You know, that's crazy.
There's like seven farmers in the whole U.S.
I want to be a farmer.
And people probably really, we need farmers. We need farmers.
They're just so commercialized, like, that everybody used to have, like, a plot of land and, like, a bunch of, like, farmland. Everybody used to have, like, a garden in their yard, and now we've just adapted to these, like, metropolises and more urban areas. So
I want to have a suburb where like, a, not a suburbs, like a, what's it called? Like, well, you know when you're in the military and they got the base. Yeah. I want to have, like, a base set up with, like, all my businesses.
Yeah, like a compound. Like
Well,
I mean, if you think about it, that's kind of what a strip mall is.
Have, like, your own
strip. That's kind of what a strip mall is.
Yeah.
Kind of way.
That makes sense.
In some ways, you know.
Goals.
I guess unless you build it different, like, in a different way.
Yeah.
Which would be sweet. But yeah, like building an empire, like a conglomerate, I feel like sounds super cool. Like,
conglomerate.
Yeah.
I don't know why I like that word.
Conglomerate.
Big Renzo always up there not saying nothing.
Big Renzo, what do you think of the conglomerate? Well. I think you gotta put shit on the shelf. Sometimes.
If you don't push it on the shelf, you can't sell it.
Ooh.
You gotta put facts. It on the shelf, man.
Look at y'all speaking facts. Straight facts.
Straight facts. Big facts.
You gotta make something, put it on the fucking shelf. That's all you gotta do. And then it's people buy it. People love shit on shelves. I bought shit on shelf that I don't need and I never looked at it again.
Right on the shelf.
Right there. It's just sitting there. It's just, I was like, oh, that looks like something I should buy. I've never fucking touched it probably ever again.
Every time I go to Walmart or Target, always buying stuff I don't need.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's crazy. Think of the shit you can go to the fucking Five Below store and buy.
Everything.
And people are just getting rich off
this
shit.
No, not even Five Below. Dollar Tree.
You guys want to hear something crazy?
What?
You know what the Pet Rock is?
No.
Mm-hmm. It's a like a toy in quotes from the 70s. These motherfuckers would pick up a rock off the ground and put it in a box. And
you
ship
could
its
put a
kids,
leash on it.
And you could look, put stickers and shit on it, and that people bought this. They bought rock kits to put stickers on. That dude is a millionaire, multi-millionaire.
Anything could be a fucking crazy toy now.
Think of the motherfucker who made a Snuggie. He just put a robe on backwards, bro.
People love their Snuggies.
All he did
too
was put a robe on backwards, Logan.
No, he really did.
And
though,
he's a billionaire.
I'm cool with
it. I don't know if he's a billionaire.
Facts.
But he's rich, though. He probably blew it all on hookers and blow.
Is that what you
He's got that fucking Snuggie money.
He's
got that Snuggie money.
Man, I feel like, yeah, if you're chilling in a Snuggie all day, I feel like you just...
What? He's just got, like, a gold Snuggie. Like, it's made out of gold flakes. It's like a golden fleece Snuggie.
Or gold.
That's the way to do it, man.
I want to build an empire like that so
I'm
I can
have
my
something.
Gold Snuggies.
I want
to
go
I'm trying to have a VBS boss down Snuggie.
Yo, I'm trying to work from my Snuggie laying on the couch. That's
right.
That's how rich I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be in my Snuggie. Someone pulls a camera on me and then I make $1 million that day.
A motherfucker just want to start getting paid for walk-ins.
Right.
Walk into a building.
That's it.
5-10 bands.
That's what we right. That's what I was telling
you
Logan. I just
want to
be way yeah. I just want to be well known and let my
for
money
real.
Come from
like that. That's just off of fame.
Like, you don't have to leave your house. People are just sending you shit, bro.
It's
that's
for
the
real,
level.
Just
that's the level
shit.
I want to be.
People just sending you Jordan gift kits and all this for free.
See, I don't...
Just because they want to do business with you.
But you know,
I don't think I'd want that forever. I think I'd want it, like, for a while, though.
Right.
Because, like, eventually you'd want, like, your fucking space.
Privacy.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like that happens over time anyway. Because people, like, are always going to something new anyway. So you would just have that empire and you would, like, always be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the way we think of Michael Jordan, like, he's forever. He'll always have a say in, like...
Footprint, literally.
He'll always have a footprint, literally, on, the, or on the world, a legacy. In multiple ways.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. I don't want to be as good as Michael Jordan, but I'd rather. It'd be cool to, if I could.
I want to run for president in 2027. So, everybody on this podcast listening, 2027, Kelly for president.
It's 2028.
It'd be 2028.
Oh.
It's every four.
You can still run.
You okay, 2028.
You could launch your campaign on 2027.
2020, yeah. 2020, I feel like that number is significant. I'm going to remember that.
There it is. Something will happen in 2027.
Yes.
I thought for sure something was happening in 2012.
Nothing.
Everybody nothing thought happened. Something was happening.
That was our Y2K, and that cricket. Shit was crazy.
Crickets.
We were fucking, some people were convinced,
they said the same
man.
Thing in 2010.
I remember, man. It's so crazy. It's crickets. Like every 5 years, nothing ever happens, man.
A nice lunar eclipse. Oh, that's beautiful.
Be having y'all crazy. Waiting
beautiful
for nothing.
With crickets.
Dude, these Area 51 memes are getting so fucking funny. Have you seen the ones where they're like, they're putting fake snap posts over like celebrity pictures?
Yeah.
David had posted a fucking eclipse on his snap today earlier.
Hey, Area 51 vowed to shoot anyone on site.
Yeah, they're fucking preparing. Like people are getting prepared.
They'll shoot you on sight if they see you.
It's so crazy.
Crazy.
I wonder if they really will.
Oh, they definitely will. They said try this bitch. I guarantee you they will.
It's a whole thing. It's one thing to say you will, and another thing to do it, man. Trust me. Just trust me, man.
When you're thirsty, Arizona's green tea.
Thirsty, gotta drink.
Wait, is this Arizona? Yep, Arizona's
green
tea.
Might as well have an Arizona.
99 cents.
You got a dollar? Here's your Arizona. Nice. Motherfuckers, think of Arizona tea people, man. Those people are rich, for sure.
For sure.
For sure rich. Like, do you think the state of Arizona gets some money for that?
No.
Like, the government.
Because I don't fucking get money for having Logan Steakhouse.
What?
But you.
Bullshit.
But I mean,
but it's
there's
not
no
your
Logan.
Steakhouse.
There's no Logan. The state of Logan.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
There's a city of Logan.
That's, I mean, that's different though.
You must have looked this up.
No, I haven't looked it up. I'm sure there's a city for most names.
Big Renzo.
I'm sure there's a fucking city named Big Renzo.
What happened on Big Renzo? What?
Bit of verse.
On the last episode of Big Renzo.
We're gonna leave off with
July 26th.
To be continued.
I think this one out.
There we go.
There you go.
Facts. You mean we're gonna leave this one off, or we're gonna leave like the entire podcast off? Like we're gonna leave the podcast?
That's on you. I mean, you gotta get out the van.
I quit.
So.
I'm done.
I mean, it's up to y'all. We could keep going or we could stop right now.
I haven't scanned anything.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we could stop. Break time.
I did eat some pizza rolls though, so that was good.
Okay, fine. I'll wrap it up. All right, so listeners of all of us, that's the end of this podcast. I go by Kelly. I am called Kelly.
Cream Bone.
Big Renzo.
Hit us up on our Instagrams and social medias and whatnot. And yeah, stay tuned for the next episode. Bye.